Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, greetings and peace to all the viewers all over the globe. There is a tragic event that happened in Boston. What are we as Muslims, ones who have submitted to the will of God, who live Islam? They're trying to call Islam radical, putting the name in front of it. Is that something that you can do? What's our response? Does Islam encourage this? We want every human being who's sincere and wants to know the truth, every politician, every president that's tuning in, because they like the Deen Show. They know if they want to learn about Islam, the way of life from the Creator, they tune into the Deen Show. So we're going to be giving you the response. The truth here from the Muslims, what do we have to say about this Boston bombing? When we come back with our next guest, we'll be right back.
This is the Deen Show. This is the Deen Show.
This is the Deen Show.
This is the Deen Show.
This is the Deen Show.
This is the Deen Show.
This is the Deen Show.
This is the Deen Show.
This is the Deen Show.
This is the Deen Show.
Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you? How are you?
Alhamdulillah, brother Ali.
Thank you for joining us. You know, it's sad when we hear such news that's out there. We're trying hard to share this message of peace. Islam is a way of peace. It's from the Creator. It's not a man-made religion. It's a way of life that Jesus lived, Moses. They all submitted to the will of God. And we, as those who are living in America, we're trying our best to share this beautiful way of life that brings peace, contentment, satisfaction to the human being, tells him what the purpose of life is without any doubt remaining in the human being when he investigates it, picks up the Quran and sees what it's all about. But now, you see, we take one step forward to take two steps back. When we hear, it saddens us. Those are our brothers in humanity, you know, when the bombs go off. And now people take this opportunity, you know, the people that are the Islamophobes and people that just had that hate in their heart, and they start putting radical in front of Islam. And, you know, so we wanted to do the show to have our voice heard. What's the first thing that came to your mind when you saw these Boston events happen and the bombs blowing up? What was the first, as an American Muslim here?
Okay, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I start in the name of Allah, God, the most beneficent, the most merciful, and greet all of you with the Islamic greeting of Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May peace, mercy, and blessings of our Almighty God be upon each single one of us, each single one of you. When we hear or when we see the images of the bombing in Boston, the very first thing that comes to our mind is that innocent people are dying. Our hearts, our prayers are going to those innocent victims. And the second very important fact, obviously as a Muslim, would be, oh Allah, oh God, let that not be a Muslim. Let that not be a Muslim. The reason that thought comes to the mind is because, unfortunately, people sometimes judge the faith, the ideology, but the actions of some of his followers. So we don't want anyone, for that matter, to judge Islam by the tragic events that happened. So that's the very first and foremost thing that was crossing my mind.
So we're going to ask the questions that are on the minds of the people, okay? People are, many of them who tune in are open-minded, and it's like, you know what, I'm not going to believe the mass media, Fox News, you know, and all the other media outlets out there that are creating hysteria, and now, you know, everybody's scared of the Muslims, making it out like these are the boogeymen coming to get you. We're Muslim now, okay, we live by the Quran, the verbatim word of God, the way of life that I always say was lived by Jesus, Moses, Abraham. They were all Muslims. They submitted to the will of God. We love Muslims. Is this true? We love Jesus. Is that true?
We love all the prophets.
And did Jesus, did Muhammad, did Moses, did any of them call or for us as those who live this way of life, encourage this kind of behavior? Does Islam encourage this kind of behavior? Killing indiscriminate men, women, and children? You know, planting a bomb and just putting it out there at a marathon in a Pizza Hut, wherever. Does Islam encourage this?
Definitely not. Definitely not. On top of it, Islam came to eradicate terrorism. So Islam wants to have a jihad against terrorism, if you want to put like it that way. So we have a copy of the Quran up here. It's very important that the Quran has 114 chapters in there. Not a single one of them incite or encourages people to harm or to kill anyone out there.
Not one?
Not a single verse. On top of it, we have volumes and volumes of the sayings and examples of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Not a single one of his actions, his sayings or interactions ever promoted or encouraged terrorism. On top of it, all over the Quran and in the example of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the main theme is to unite humanity under one brotherhood, one sisterhood, so we could all worship the one creator by bringing justice and peace to the world. In fact, there is a very important statement in the Quran, chapter 49, verse number 13 of the Quran, where the Creator is saying in the Quran that, O humanity, we have created you from one single male and one single female, and have made you into nations and tribes and different cultures and different backgrounds, that you may get to know each other, not that you may despise each other.
This is the Creator speaking in the verbatim word of God, the Quran.
Right there.
What about, is there anything in there that would give justification for someone to go ahead and plan a bomb? There's nothing that now, you know, someone can use and say, okay, look, the Quran is, you know, advocating that I kill my Christian neighbor, my Jewish neighbor, you know, to take over and just annihilate everybody who's not Muslim. There's none of that?
There is nothing in the Quran. On top of it, there are verses in the Quran that speaks about how to take care of the oppressed, how to fight injustice and the oppression around the world. And if you may allow, I could give you some of this examples. So our wonderful viewers who are open-minded, sincere, want to learn about Islam, would be educated about the wonderful teachings.
Now, is this book locked up where you don't have access to it, so people can go actually check for themselves to see, maybe you're pulling the wool over their eyes? They can go actually look this up to go read it?
Yes, in fact. So I'm not just going to generally mention what the Quran is saying. I will give the exact reference, both the chapter and also the verse number. So first and foremost, it says in the Quran in chapter number 2, verse number 190, to be exact, that fight in the cause of God for those who fight against you, but do not cause oppression and do not transgress the limits set by God. So if anyone is coming after you, your property, your wife, your children, your wealth, you have the God-given right to pick up arms to defend yourselves. Very important.
So that's in the context of self-defense in war. There are some rules of engagement.
Yeah.
So that's in there. There are those verses.
Right. And obviously, what are some of those rules of engagement? First and foremost, to safeguard the life and sanctity of life. It says in the Quran, chapter number 5, verse number 32, that taking one innocent life is like taking the life of all of humanity. And saving one innocent life is like saving the life of all of humanity. So that's how much Islam respects and honors the life, not just of a Muslim. It doesn't say life of a Muslim here, life of anyone who is out there innocent. On top of it, it also says that if the enemy, it says in chapter number 8, verse number 61, that if the enemy is inclining towards peace, then you also incline towards peace. You know, join hands, make a peace treaty, and work towards justice and peace. And it also says in a just war, make sure that you do not kill women and children and non-combatants. That is the saying of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. No killing of children, women, or innocent people. No carpet bombing. There is no Nagasaki and Hiroshima in Islam. You cannot, drop bombs on the population. You cannot destroy houses of worship. Do not cut down the trees and the resources and the water resources and the cable lines. All of these are against
Islam. These
are
clear teachings of Islam.
These are clear teachings in Islam, either in the Quran directly or in the sayings of Prophet Muhammad.
Before we go to break, there's someone out there. We got a lot of not yet Muslim, because everyone has the potential to do what Jesus did. Jesus submitted not to himself, not to anyone other than the creator of the heavens and earth. And that's what a Muslim is, one who submits to the will of God. Some people might say, man, these guys are the Antichrist, these heathens. They're trying to kill us and take our freedoms away. What would you say to them?
Well, very important. The name of Jesus is mentioned 25 times in the Quran with honor and respect and, you know, utmost importance. Not just him, his mother is respected in the Quran. It says that in chapter number 19, the whole chapter is named after Mary, the mother of Jesus, peace be upon her. So there is no reference in the Quran, just to sum up, about to incite or to encourage violence. However, there are verses in the Quran to promote peace and justice for all of humanity.
Okay, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back with more talking about the Boston bombing. Islam has nothing to do with it. It's condemned by Islam. There's no justification for it in Islam. We'll be right back with more here on The Deen Show.
Show us the way to Allah's grace. This is the deen of Islam. This is the deen of Islam. Ooh. It's a way of life brought to us by the messenger, best of mankind. Show us the way to Allah's grace. This is the deen of Islam. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah.
Why is our news media foaming at the mouth when it comes to stories about Islamic terrorists, but not white guy terrorists? It's not because Muslims are a bigger threat. In fact, between 1980 and 2005, 94% of all the attempted or successful terrorist attacks on U.S. soil were not carried out by Islamic radicals, but instead by non-Muslims, mostly white guys. So then why the obsession?
Islam prohibits killing of innocent human beings. Human life is precious.
Back here on The Deen Show, and we're talking about my favorite subject, purpose of life, why have we been created, why are we here? And it all revolves around this way of life that promotes peace, purpose, and provides all the solutions to humanity's problems. So when we take strong exception to when it's vilified, when you put radical in front of Islam, yeah, you have a lot of radically insane people out there, right? So we know that these, as you said earlier, there's no justification. Islam condemns it. We condemn it. But many of the not yet Muslims, our brothers in humanity, want to know. We've had scholars on this program before. We've had you also, you know, acts like 9/11 and all these other evil acts. We've condemned it. We've talked about it and clearly put Islam has nothing to do with this. Okay? You got lunatics all over the place, right? So what do we have to say about this?
In a very short answer, Muslims are condemning it. We are not just condemning this act of terrorism, what happened in Boston or 9/11 or any such events. We have to be very fair. We have to condemn any act of any terrorism done by anyone, by the way, may that be a Muslim or a non-Muslim for that matter. The drone missiles that have killed thousands of people, especially in Pakistan and Iraq and Afghanistan and Yemen, innocent people are dying, and we as Muslims, we want to condemn any oppression which is taking place. But that's not a fair question, Brother Eddie. I'm not going to ask a Mexican, which I'm going to find on the street, saying that, you know, are you condemning what is going on in Mexico, all the drug cartels? Mm-hmm. They're killing and murdering and shooting people. I'm not going to ask every Jewish person which I find on the street or a Jewish organization, are you condemning every single act of terrorism done by some of the Jews up there? So that's not a fair question. The fair question would be, what does Islam says about that act? Or what does Islam says about humanity, fighting oppression, bringing justice and peace? So that will be a better question than a question of condemnation. But the bottom line is, every single organization, I mean, I belong to Islamic Circle of North America. If you go to our website, icna.org, icna.org, right on the front page, our national president by the name Beg, he has a statement of condemnation. ISNA, CARE, ICNA, MAYA, MANA, every single organization, we have condemned it. So we should be very fair, not only condemning this act, but condemning act of any terrorism done by anybody who is out there.
So condemning killing innocent people in Afghanistan, in any country, Pakistan, you mentioned some other countries, here in America, if we're going to be, we need to be consistent all around. But even if someone does come and do something unjust, that doesn't give us a green light to go do something unjust.
Of course, of course. You know, when we are discussing or comparing and contrasting, we are not saying that, yes, Muslims are doing it and you guys are also doing it. We are on the same page. We're not saying that at all. What we are saying is, do not judge the wonderful faith of Islam by the actions of a few people who are misguided. If you want to judge Islam, pick up the Quran. Read what our Creator has mentioned in there and examine the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him.
So tell us now, okay, so you've had, it's really sad, you know, we want every, as I opened the show, every president, politician, every lawmaker in America to come to us and to talk with us, go into the mosque, talk to the Muslims, talk to your neighbors who are Muslim, talk to your the doctors, engineers who are serving you, who are law-abiding citizens, and talk with them, engage, right?
Of course.
You know, there was a study on done in, when I think it was Duke University, CNN had published it, talking about this whole terror threat, how it's been exaggerated, you know? So when you get down to talking and you look at the facts, you know, not the fiction, you'll see that you know, even though Muslims are 1.5, 1.6 billion, in every religion, you know, especially a huge one like this, you're going to have a few bad apples of the bunch. You're going to have some people who are radically insane. But can you say radical Islam? Because you see this, you know, they were radicalized, radical Islam. And you don't hear the contrast, the opposite, radical Christianity. If someone like Timothy McVeigh, you know, and some of the other people who have done horrific acts. But why, you know, can you actually say that, radical Islam?
Definitely, that's a misnomer. If anyone says radical Islam, that's not fair, because if you look into the Quran and the example of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, there is one Islam. One Islam which has been projected in the Quran and implemented and practiced by Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So it's not fair to attach any label to any religion for that matter. Because as you know and everyone else knows, that no one is perfect. We have all committed sins. Some of our followers may have committed heinous acts, followers of the faith. So it's not fair to judge Christianity, for example, by the actions of what happened in the Crusades, Inquisition, or what that Norwegian person, Andreas Breivik, murdering 77 people in the name of Christianity and motivated by some of the Islamophobes.
You had the Virginia Tech guy. He killed like what, almost 30 people?
33 people, correct.
Yeah, and what was his quote? He had a quote, he said, "Thanks to you, I die like Jesus died," right?
Yes.
We don't blame Christianity for this lunatic's behavior, do we?
Of course not. You know, I mean, Muslims who are listening over here, do not blame Christianity for what people are doing in the name of Christ. Do not blame Islam, what some Muslims are doing in the name of Islam. You know, if you run through every single country, there are people who are going to use or abuse the name of their faith. For example, in Romania itself, there is a Christian organization called as the Iron Gate. they are Roman Catholics and they are putting bombs and they are killing their fellow people of other Christian sects. In Ireland, you also have a group called the Orange Volunteers. These are fundamental Protestant Christians who are putting bombs in the Catholic churches. If you go to Uganda, right, you have the national, you have the Lord's Resistance Army. They're causing havoc. They're raping and sending child soldiers, and they're murdering anyone else who is not a Christian. In India, you have the group called the National Liberation of Tripura. They are force converting people or Hindus to Christianity, right? And anyone who does not do it, they're killing them right and left. I mean, I have the whole list over here of every single act that they have done, you know, since 2000 up until now.
You have tons of examples you can give. I mean, more recently, had James Holmes, the Dark Knight movie massacre, killed 14 people. You know, it was told that his neighbors were saying, or one of his family said, he was heavily involved in his local Presbyterian church. Yeah. So he was a Christian, but the media looked at it like, let's go a little bit deeper and see what's in his mind. This guy maybe, you know, whack job or something, but they didn't just label him a Christian
radical
right?
Terrorist. So we have to be very fair and just.
We got to be fair.
There are bad apples in every community and every followers. If I'm going to destroy Islam based on the actions of a few Muslims, then we have to let go of any faith which is out there, because every single follower is a sinner.
We don't blame every Christian, now Catholic, for all the pedophilia that's going on with all the priests out there, do we? We say, okay, you know, every Christian's a pedophile now because of what the majority of the priests have done, do we?
Of course not. So there's not fear and just. So it's very important for you, me, and everyone else to separate the actions of the followers. And they could be doing all of these heinous acts because of emotions, because of their lack of understanding of the faith, or getting brainwashed, or taking things out of context, or they could be in a frenzy nature of mentality. Suppose, for example, if your parents getting killed by drone missiles, for example, bombing, your property is getting destroyed, your children, your wealth is getting destroyed. So a person may have emotional frenzy. Because of that, he or she could be doing some of these acts. Just like, for example, when our own fellow Americans, when the Iraq war was going on, they supported by 93% because of emotions. But later on, when they looked into the situation, they found out that that was not the right thing to do. So it's very important to separate the wonderful faith of Islam by the actions of a few misguided people, then to read the Quran, examine the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and you will appreciate the wonderful guidance of the Creator.
We're going to go on. I'm going to ask you some more about this, and we're going to take a break. Boston bombing, civilians in Afghanistan, Iraq, Yemen, Pakistan, wherever innocent people are dying, we condemn it across the board. There's no justification. We got to keep repeating it because some people just can't hear. Islam ain't got nothing to do with it. Islam is about promoting peace, peace with your Creator, peace within yourself, and then peace with the rest of mankind. And we even greet each other with salam. Peace. We'll be right back.
I started asking deeper questions.
The question I want people to really ask themselves is, when you come back from a night on the town, you've been drinking, you've been boozing, you've been dancing, you've been hanging out with girls, guys, whatever. Number one, did you improve yourself as a human being? Number two, did you contribute anything to the betterment of humanity? The amazing thing is that the most advanced studies in psychology about human happiness show that these are the two key factors in making people profoundly happy.
I take 5 minutes out of my day and pray to the Creator and none of the creations, and I feel a deep internal peace. And I still have my normal life.
Conviction. Somehow, the idea got into their minds that to kill other people is a great thing to do and that they would be rewarded in the hereafter.
But Christians do that every single day in this country.
Do they blow people up?
Christians every day. People walk into post office. People walk into post offices. They walk into schools. That's what Columbine is. I mean, I could do this all day long. There are so many more examples of Christians, and I happen to be a Christian. That's back to this notion of you're idealizing Christianity in my mind, to my read. There's so many more examples, Ayan, of Christians who do that than you could ever give me examples of Muslims who have done that inside this country where you live and work.
I think that we should be able to put in listening devices in there.
Sure, illegal search and seizure, done. But you know what? Anybody can toss away the lesser known amendments. Only a true patriot can set a course straight for the first.
We really have to consider, given the fact so many people hate us, that we're going to have to cut off Muslim students from coming to this country for some period of time.
Yes, a religious litmus test for school enrollment, says Fox's most prominent liberal voice.
I don't care if she knew about this. She ought to be in prison for wearing a hijab.
And down goes the Ninth Amendment. Down goes the Ninth Amendment. Ann Coulter doesn't just want a police state. She wants a fashion police state.
Islam prohibits killing of innocent human beings. Human life is precious.
If Allah is by my side,
I am not afraid to stand alone.
I am not afraid to stand alone.
If Allah is by my side,
I am not afraid to stand alone.
I am not afraid to stand alone.
If Allah is by my side,
I am not afraid to stand alone.
Back here on the Dean Show. And we're talking about the Boston bombing that happened, a tragic event. Islam condemns it.
Yeah.
So tell us, let's talk about, there's a lot of things that are going on behind the scenes. We're not going to get into that. Again, there's no justification for it. It doesn't matter, you know, if, for instance, you can go, there's like hundreds of architects, engineers.
And what caught my eye is more than 1,300 architects and engineers examine the evidence about Building 7's collapse and disagree with the official report issued by the National Institute of Standards and Technology. I certainly am much more open-minded about it than I was, and it is because of the involvement of the 9/11 families and all these engineers and architects.
You are about to hear from architect of 23 years, Richard Gage, AIA, member of the American Institute of Architects and founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. Now there are more than 1,500 architects and engineers who say that it could not have been brought down by office fires. They are backed by 9/11 family members who are calling for an independent, unbiased investigation.
I'm a family member trying to find out the answers to the murder of 3,000 plus people. The bottom line is that it needs to be investigated properly.
Please. Look at architects and engineers. People all around the world, scientists all around the world are questioning this. And there's some deep, deep explaining to do.
It took some kind of consciousness raising on my part before I was willing to look at the possibilities. And really, you need to go where the evidence leads.
As an engineer, I have 3 degrees in engineering. I signed that petition for architects and engineers for 9/11 truth some time ago because the American people absolutely need the truth of 9/11.
Look at the evidence. In fact, I'll say this very categorically. Any reasonable person who looks at the evidence that's been brought forward has got to come away with the feeling that something has to be done, a real investigation has to be put forward.
We will never heal. This country will never, ever, ever forget that day. We have to demand a new investigation. I want justice here.
Who are wanting to revisit 9/11, for instance. You know, they're talking about how can these buildings have come down? It seemed like a controlled demolition. We're not going to get into that. You know, all the things that are behind the scenes, the entrapment and all of this. Again, Islam condemns it, but now, what can be causing Let's look to the root. What could be causing someone to just flip out and snap and do something horrific like this? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, obviously we don't want to just look at the effect. We have to look at the cause, you know, as a physician or anyone would like to. So it's very important as a fair human being, we have to look at the cause. Anywhere when people are oppressed, they want to rebel. And sometimes people take up arms in a wrong way and go and kill innocent people by the act of rebellion. Some people, they fight a just war or a just fight. So one reason could be when people are oppressed, they fight back, number one. Number two, people may take things out of context. And people have done that all throughout history. When the Crusaders, when they came from Europe and killed thousands of people, Jews and the Muslims, they took things out of context and that was their cause. Some people do it out of money and greed and power and name and fame. You name it, people do it. Important for you and me and all the fair-minded people, do not judge the faith ideology of those individuals by the act that they are committing. So I think in a nutshell, I would say people are doing it not because of the faith, definitely not because of Islam, but because of their own shortcomings and misunderstandings of the wonderful teachings of Islam.
Whoever is responsible is someone who now cannot hide behind Islam. That's clear.
Definitely clear. They may be using Arabic terminology. They may be saying, Allahu Akbar, God is great. Doesn't matter. If they are doing something heinous, doesn't matter what name that they call to it, what terminology that they use. We have to differentiate and distinct the act compared to the wonderful teachings of the Quran.
I mean, this is because you have a lot of Islamophobes, people with hate in their heart, who does a big business on bashing the way of life from the Creator, Islam, the way that Jesus, Moses, Abraham, all the other messengers, the 124,000 that were sent with the same message, submit to the Creator, not to His creation, and do good. Prepare for the day of judgment, hellfire, paradise. It all makes sense. It's logical. But there's big business now in this war on terror. Big business. People are getting paid. Big money, right? But tell us, we want to know, Dr. Sabil, what can we do now? Because, you know, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who's the last and final messenger sent to mankind, he didn't have, or his companions, victim mentality, right? Like, you know, the man's on top of us, we can't progress. So what message do you have for the Muslims, sure, for those who are out there confused? There's a lot of confusion, right? What message do you have for them?
Wonderful. As Muslims, we have to be optimistic, we have to be positive, and we have to involve in the society. First and foremost, do not judge Christianity or Judaism by the acts of a few people of their faith, number one. Number two, make sure that you open your mosque, your masajids. Invite our fellow Americans, our fellow non-Muslims, so they could come and see how we pray, interact with the Muslims, and they could learn the wonderful teachings of the Quran. Number three, it's a commandment for all the Muslims, Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar. Enjoin good and forbid evil. Get involved in the society. Better the society. The Quran has wonderful teachings and solutions for all of humanity. Provide those solutions to humanity. And give the examples of, and live the example of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. If somebody is oppressing you or harming you, smile at them. Educate them. And show them that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, how he acted in the midst of oppression. How he forgave the people when he had the chance to take them out because of the oppression that they have done. And when he had the chance, he had the upper hand, he forgave them. When he conquered Makkah, right? Bloodless conquest. Everyone was forgiven. So that's the message for our fellow Americans. Message for our fellow people who are not of the Islamic faith. Very important. Again, do not judge the wonderful teachings of Islam by some of the misguided people who are doing this act. Just like we don't want to judge Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism by some of their followers, number one. Number two, do not judge Islam by looking at the Fox News or looking at some of the Islamophobes' website and their videos. If you want to know Islam, look at the Quran and examine the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. We could provide you a free copy of the Quran. Call 800-662-ISLAM and gain peace, and ICNA will send you a free copy, number two. Number three, if you have any questions, go and ask a knowledgeable Muslim. And number four, come to the mosque. Our mosques are open for you. Come and interact with us. So let's all work together, as the Quran has mentioned, so we could work for justice and peace and establish a society that is going to be a united society worshipping the one creator, so we could be blessed in this life and wonderful time in the hereafter.
We have to go, Dr. Sabil, but in the last minute we have, people call this line. Usually we have the number 1-800-662-ISLAM, people who want to live the purpose of life, they want to get the verbatim word of God, they want to ask tough questions, they want to start a healthy dialogue. Even some people, you know, they get sometimes, you know, really emotional and aggressive. You had an aggressive call the other day, someone who was like, you know, what's up with this Boston bombing? What's happening? What's up with all you Muslims always associated with this stuff? Tell us about this. What was the person's name? What happened? And what was the end result?
Yes, so this person, right after the Boston bombing, he called us on the 800-662-ISLAM telephone line of Gain Peace. He was very emotional. He was very attacking to the Muslims and Islam, saying that, how come Muslims, you're doing this? When we took the call, we were following the example of Muhammad, peace be upon him. And we told him, you know, do not judge Islam, wonderful faith of Islam, by the actions of the misguided people. Do you want to know Islam? Then we explain to him what Islam is all about. And after knowing the wonderful teachings of Islam, on the telephone, he recited the Shahada.
Or he became Muslim.
He embraced Islam, alhamdulillah.
He did what Jesus did, Moses and all the messengers.
Yes, he started to submit to the Creator the way that all the prophets did. And now he has a purpose in life. He has guidance for how to live his life. Now he has a solutions for humanity. And when he dies, and when all of us dies, when we are with the guidance of God, but the mercy of God, God is going to give us paradise in the hereafter.
Beautiful. We got to go. You can call the number right now. Call the number and ask your questions. Learn. Pick up. Be open-minded. See what Islam teaches. We clearly said it doesn't teach anything like what you've seen in the Boston bombing. And it doesn't teach all of these evil things that are attributed to it. And you can call right now, 1-800-662-ISLAM, and learn more. Get your copy of the free verbatim word of God, the Quran. Thank you very much for being with us.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Good
May God
here,
Almighty,
yeah,
the Creator, reward you. Thank you.
Amen.
And we thank you so much for tuning in to the Deen Show, this way of life. Submission to the will of the Creator, not His creation. Worshipping the Creator, not His creation. Your Maker, the one who made you, who you're going to return back to. The one who created the hellfire and the paradise to reward you when you do good, you live good. And nowhere in this way of life is there justification for someone to strap a bomb on himself and to go blow up a Pizza Hut, a Subway shop, a Starbucks, or a marathon. We clearly have condemned this, and we wish that the CNN and the Fox News would bring on credible scholars, people who are living here in America, who they can talk to and learn directly from the Muslims, instead of bringing on many of these Islamophobes, these people who hate Muslims in Islam, who if they weren't hating on the Muslims, they'd be hating on the African-American. If they weren't hating on the African-American, they'd be hating on the Jew. If they weren't hating on somebody, they'd be hating on somebody else. There'd be somebody they'd be hating on. So come and sit with the Muslims. We've given you some great advice. Learn about Islam. Learn about what it teaches. Tune in. I guarantee you, after you watch 3-4 episodes of The Deen Show, go to thedeenshow.com to see some of our previous shows. Look us up. We're viewed internationally all over the globe. You can watch us on YouTube. Look at some of our shows. Call the 1-800 number. Pick up a verbatim word of God. Do something sensible. And I'm telling you that fog will be cleared, and maybe at the end, you'll truly discover this way of life that brings peace and happiness and contentment. So we'll look forward to see you again next week here on The Deen Show. Until then, peace be with you.
This is the Deen Show. This is the Deen Show.
This is the Deen Show.
This is the Deen Show.
This is the Deen Show.
This is the Deen Show.